and let them have dominion.
The kingdom of God is within people. It's the advancement of the people that is advancement
because
of the
faith
kingdom.
Must be backed by
the assignment of this ministry is found from that verse.
You're onto a word encounter as Pastor David Ogbeli ministers God's word to you with simplicity and power. God bless you.
He created them to control the earth, to control the circumstances on earth, just like God controls the heavens.
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10, talking about Jesus, he said, "For it becometh him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things." That is, all things belongs to him, and all things were created by him. That's the meaning of that statement. It becometh him, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. In bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Now, this is one of the reasons why Jesus came and went to the cross. It's listed here. One of the reasons is to bring many sons to glory. Everyone say, bringing many sons to glory. Everyone say, glory. When we worship, we say, glory be to the Lord in the highest. But to bring many sons to glory is one of the reasons he died on the cross. There are seven mandates the Father gave to the Son when he sent him to the earth. Seven. Can I get seven young men? There are seven instructions, seven assignments that the Father gave to the Son when he was sending him into the world. Hebrews said, when he sent his own begotten into the world, he said, let all the angels worship him. And he sent him here with an assignment. Now, when you hear the gospel, sometimes you think the only thing Jesus came to do is to deliver us from our sins. That's one of them. I have just read one of them here. Seven things the Father sent him to do. Number one, Ogakom. The first thing is this issue of sin. Sin. You know, all the problems of man started with sin. It was when man sinned that all the problems started. So if the Redeemer were to come and take care of sickness without taking care of sin, what it would be like is like removing leaves from a tree without cutting the root. It's called, in medical terms, treating symptoms. There are sometimes when people are sick, doctors give you a drug to take care of symptoms, but you know that is called palliative measure. That is, they don't want you to be crying under pain. So they might give you Panadol to suppress the pain. And then when you take Panadol, the pain goes down. It doesn't mean you are healed. Because what is causing that pain has not been addressed. So God sent his Son. He says, start with the root of the problem. Go to the foundation of the human problem, where this whole thing started, and deal with this thing from the root. So he said, the first problem, the first thing you are going to address is sin. It was sin that brought sickness. It was sin that brought death. It was sin that brought poverty. It was sin that brought confusion and every other thing. Premature death, it was sin that brought it. And so the Son said to the Father, how do we take care of sin? The Father said, the price for remission of sin is life. Is life. Because the wages of sin is death. So anybody who wants to redeem a man that has committed sin, you have to be ready to die for him. The penalty for sin is death. And not only physical death, but eternal death in hell. That's eternal separation from God. So God said, the only way to redeem a sinner is that another life has to be sacrificed for him. So from the time of Adam, what God did was to give them the life of animals, innocent animals. So each time sin has been committed, a priest will come out and slay an animal that didn't do anything. And because life is in the blood of that animal will be used to cover the sin. But the sin we are addressing is not the sin of a goat. It's not the sin of a cow. It's not a sin committed by a horse. Because it is the sin of man, it required human life to cover it. But see the problem. How come each family, at least each family could have brought one person, they could have held a meeting and said, who will die for the rest of us? So that the rest can live. I did something with my children. We were having morning devotion and I was teaching them on redemption. And I told them, I'm going to flog one of you, 12, this morning. And they were very surprised. And they were wondering what he did. He's the boy, I want to flog him 12. And one of the sisters started crying. I said, why are you crying? He said, don't flog him. I said, okay, you like him. He said, yes. You love your brother. He said, yes. I said, okay, come and take 6 for him so he can take 6. He said, no, I'm not taking. I said to the big one, come and take 6 so that he can take 6 since you like him. He said, no. I said to the boy, go on the floor. I'm flogging you 12. So he was crying, was wondering what he did. I said, David is his name. I said, David, listen. This is exactly what God did to his own son. For our sake, he took his son. The only difference is that he explained to him what they were doing, and the son agreed. It was not by force. Jesus said, nobody take it my life from me. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up. Can I hear you say amen? Amen. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him. If you read Isaiah 53, he said, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. How can God be happy to make his son suffer like that? He was crying there, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? He said, it's not that I want you to suffer. But you see, if you don't do this, the rest of your brothers will perish. And so he laid there and they broke his back and they pierced his side. So the price for sin is blood, is life. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But how come we can't donate one person from our families to die for others? The truth is, even if you donate, for those of you who are doing human ritual, your redemption will still not come. You know the problem? The person you are sacrificing for your own redemption is in iniquity. You that you are sacrificing him with is in iniquity. And the life of a sinner cannot save a sinner. You know what I'm talking about. Now, they caught some governors. And some of them, like the former governor of Plateau State, asked his lawyer to apply for a bail. To start with, to even represent a person. Those of you who are lawyers know what I'm talking about. If you have criminal, if you are indicted, if you are in prison, as a lawyer, you can't represent another person. Am I correct? If you are standing trial, you can't represent another person. What about those of us who are not even lawyers? If you are criminally indicted, you have no right to stand to represent another person. You can give a witness in the court, but you cannot represent another person. The person that can represent another man must have a legal standing. That's what is called righteousness. It is right standing with God. That's when you stand in the court. There is nothing against you. There is nothing in the law. There is no law you're broken. You have a standing. That is your strength. That is your boldness. And the Bible says, God sought for a man. He searched and there was not one. He said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have gone everyone according to his own way in our own iniquities. So the Lord laid upon him the iniquities of us all. Calm down. You know, God had only one son, like Abraham. That's why Jesus was called the only begotten. Only begotten. Today, he doesn't have only one son. He got other sons when he sacrificed that one son. That's why I'm his son today. It's because of what Christ did for me on the cross. That's why anyone that will be a child of God will be that child of God through belief and acceptance of the finished work of Christ on the cross. I want to ask, even those of you who have seven sons, if we ask you to sacrifice one, Farnham Brastet, will you? You will ask Peter Obi to sacrifice his own. Anyway, even some parents might. They might sacrifice. Because in the days of slave trade, parents used to sell some of their children. They look for that troublemaker, the armed robber in the family. The wahala person. But the Bible said, God sacrificed his only begotten. Everyone say only begotten. The son that he loved. The one he said, this is my beloved son. With thee, I am well pleased. You don't understand. You know, there are some gifts you give God when it's a sacrifice. Even as you drop it, your heart is still there. Eh? How much more when it's the life of your only son? That was why God told Abraham, I want you to feel what I feel. I want you to have an experience of what it feels like to be me. I want you to be in my shoe. So he said, take Isaac, thy only son, whom thou lovest, go to Mount Moriah and sacrifice him. And that Mount Moriah is what we call Calvary, because that's where they finally took Jesus and slew him. That's the same place, that place, that's where they slew him. He said, take him to Calvary and sacrifice him so that you will have. And Abraham obeyed God. But I'm going to tell you, that journey Abraham made with Isaac to Mount Moriah is the toughest journey any human being can make. And Jesus sacrificed his life for us. And this was a risk. The risk he took is that, number one, if there was any sin in him, because he lived there for 30 years, in those 30 years, if he had committed one sin, just one, when he gave up the ghost, he will end up in hell. He will not be able to come out. It was such a risk, but he took it. And so, having died and risen from the dead, the blood he shed is what brings redemption and remission of sin to everyone. That's why we tell people, you can come to God, Jesus, as you are. Not that you will remain as you are. Don't come to God and remain as you are. Because some people over-preach that part. But you can come to Jesus. It doesn't matter what you have done. You may have been initiated in the occult. You may have entered into all kinds of covenant. There is a stronger covenant now that God has made with every member of the human family. Whosoever runs into this will be saved. Can I hear you say amen? Amen. It's a hiding place that no man can reach you. Nobody can access you. If somebody said, but I know somebody who came out from Albany and they got him. The pastor didn't teach him well. The fault is the people who were training him. You know, a lion, a baby lion, a goat can kill a baby lion. But feed him, give him the right food so that he can grow. Even if you surround this place with goats, that one lion can put all of them to a flight. The Bible says one of you shall put 10,000 to flight, 1,000 to flight, and two of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Can I hear you say amen? Yeah. God bless you. Go. The second mandate the father gave to the son. Look at this one. When he sent his own begotten into the world, he now said to him, when you go there, apart from redeeming them from their sin, and the way to do it is to sacrifice your life. He said, the second thing you are to do is, I want you to destroy all the works of the devil that you find on earth. Everything that the enemy has done in the lives of the people. So this is now symptoms or result, consequences. He said deal with the root of sin, but I also want you to deal with all the consequences that came with it. And the father, the son asked the father, how am I supposed to do it? He said, I'm going to put the anointing of the Holy Spirit on you. By the anointing, when it comes to sin, you can't do it with the anointing. The anointing cannot destroy sin. It's the blood that takes care of sin. But he said, when it comes to yokes and the works of Satan, the evil things he has done in the lives of people, for example, sickness, blindness, poverty, barrenness. He said, I'm going to put the Holy Spirit upon you, and that anointing will enable you to break every yoke. That's why we sing it, by the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. By the Holy Ghost power, just as the prophet said, these are the days of the latter rain. God is moving in his power again. By the anointing, we too shall break the yoke. Can I hear you say amen? Amen. The Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He went about. If he sees a man that is bound, he saw a woman, bend down. I saw this in one of my meetings. Bend down like this. I asked the woman how long. He said she has been like that for 12 years. Jesus only was 13 years. Am I correct? Or 18 years. This woman was like this, 12 years. And she walks like that. I said, so what is wrong? He said something locked her waist like a key. I said, were you born like that? She said, no. I said, you were not born like that. And we asked, commanded the devil to lose her and let her go. Why? Her freedom has been paid for. You see, that's what I came here to help you cash your check. I said, I came here to help you cash your check. God has made promises to God's people, but we have to now know how to collect the cash, the real thing. And I hit my hand on her and she strengthened up. And that woman began to dance. With the whole meeting broke up and we began to all dance. There is nothing like seeing the oppressed go free. Seeing people in bondage, in pain and in suffering, lifted, freed from that by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said the anointing destroys the yoke. Everyone said that. The way Jesus destroys yoke is the way he has sent us to do it. The reason the Holy Spirit is poured out upon all flesh, so that everyone that receives him, will be empowered to continue the works of Christ. If you have received the Holy Ghost and you are doing nothing to help people, you lack understanding. Don't come and tell me that a native doctor poisoned you, a witch poisoned you, when you are carrying fire in your belly. Jesus was sent by the Father to destroy, and he spent 3 years doing it. I said, Lord, why only 3 years? Didn't you know that people were dying in Africa? He said, because that aspect is the job of the church, but I had to do 3 years to leave an example. The 3 years he did, he said, just to leave us an example. Because that's what we're going to be doing after he has risen from the dead. He gave us the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can go about destroying all the works of the devil. He said, for this reason was the Son of Man manifested, that he might destroy the works of Satan. Anywhere you see somebody that the enemy has harmed, the enemy has damaged, the enemy has oppressed, I want to announce to you, if you are a child of God, if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you have right to release the person from prison. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Father said, don't just destroy Satan's work. I want you to do one more thing. He said, destroy Satan himself. Now, like when I was talking about sin, the Lord said, if you destroy the work and leave the devil, he will keep creating new problems even in the life of those that have been redeemed. And many of you don't know that Satan has been destroyed. That's why you fear him like this. That's why you are very much afraid of him. You know, part of the problem here in Eastern Nigeria is that here, they don't fear God, they don't respect men of God, but they fear native doctors. They fear witches. They fear occult. Somebody is trying to kill me. You see how you'll be afraid running. But he sees a pastor, he challenges him. He can challenge the anointing, but he can't go and challenge the devil. So Satan turned the heart of our people. That's the issue. Let them resist the source of their deliverance, but fear the one that is their enemy. The one they need to confront is the one they fear. The one they need to respect is the one they confront. They will complain about bringing tithe to church. They will complain about giving offering in church. But to take anything to Ogugu, to native doctor, there's no complaint. Of course, they don't give you second chance. Instead, the man will tell you, go and find the eyes of a shark and the excreta of whale. Bring it to me. He said, Baba, where are we going to find it? He said, are you asking me a question? Are you questioning the gods? Don't you know where whale lives? Whale lives in Atlantic Ocean. Go there and find it. He said, but Baba, but if he's his pastor, he will get up, challenge him. But he's one Baba with chalk in his eye. He will be begging, Baba. He said, Baba, help me. Please help me. He said, okay. Bring 500,000. We will find it for you. He said, thank you, sir. Thank you, Baba. Thank you, Baba. Thank you. His prayer is, let the child walk. Not whether I'm bringing the money. Please, God, let it be that after this thing, that this thing will work. Turn to that Hebrews. Turn to it. Chapter 2. That's what we read. I want you to go home with something. Turn to it. Turn to it. I will give you an assignment. You're going to practice this night. Are you there? Hebrews chapter 2. Eh? Read verse 14 and 15 with me. 1, 2, go. Amen. Did you see what you read? The last part of verse 14. That through death, he might what? Destroy him that has the power of death. That is the devil. And then verse 15. Deliver them who through fear of death. That's the one. People fear. Fear the. They fear the devil. They fear what he can do. But God that they should fear. Jesus said, fear not death that can destroy the flesh but can't touch the soul. He said, I tell you who you should fear. Fear that man that has the power to destroy both soul and spirit and cast it into hell. That is God Almighty. One preacher said, that is the devil. He said, no, he's not the devil, he's God. He's teaching them the fear of God and teaching them that when you fear God, you don't need to fear Satan. Now, verse 14, he said that through death, he might destroy him that has the power of death. That is the devil. One of the reasons Jesus went to the cross to die is so that Satan be destroyed. I want to announce to you in Onitsha. I want to announce to you in Anambra State. I want to announce to the whole of Iboland. Satan, the one you fear too much, has been destroyed. I said the one you fear has been destroyed. The Bible says, having spoiled, he made a show of them openly. If Satan is not destroyed, he should be after people like me. You know what we are doing to him every day. If he is not, Bonke will not be alive. If he is not, Pastor Deboy will have gone since. Umupai will have finished since. If he has not been annihilated, there's no way I can be here. When I read that many years ago, I was confused. I said, Holy Spirit, what kind of scripture is this? Are you telling us that there is no more devil? He said, there is a devil. I said, how can you say destroyed when he's still moving about? Destroying people. He said, you need to know the language of the Bible, what that thing means. I said, what exactly does it mean? He said, what that scripture is telling you is that Satan has been removed from government. Jesus did to Satan what Americans did to Saddam Hussein. Hey, oh maha, maha, yeah, go boho, yo boho, maha. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Satan has been destroyed. Yeah. This is the greatest problem of Anambra State. It's Satan. Enemy pursuing them. Business is not moving. Enemy. I'm going to humiliate Satan in Onitsha this weekend. Do you know that Hebrews, that the Bible said that not only that Jesus humiliated him, disarmed him, he paraded him openly. He paraded him before all the demons he used to control. Paraded him before the angels. Paraded him before the three worlds. Collected all his, when the Bible says his spoils, principalities. That's what they do in those days when David or Joshua or others will go to battle. And you defeat the enemy. You collect the king. And parade him. One particular time, Joshua had five kings that came against Israel. After defeating them, he brought the five kings and put his feet on their head. That's what Jesus did to Satan. King 3, King 4, King 5. After humiliating them before the children of Israel, he asked all his generals, oh yeah, come and march on them. These are the people you used to fear. March on them. After marching them, he now took their heads off. In the case of Satan, they've not removed his head, but they've removed his authority, they've removed his government, they've removed him from power, they've removed him from office. Jesus now came out and said, all powers in heaven, on earth. And if you have read Philippians chapter 2 verse 9, he said, and under the earth has been given to me. The Father made him the head over all principalities. He gave him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every being shall bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I think I need to show you one more scripture on this. There are so many scriptures on the defeat of Satan. But this can help you. John 12:31. Those of us who have the inside information, when God sends us on any assignment, we are not concerned how many witches held a meeting before we arrive. When I arrive in town, Satan have to travel. If he wants to have head-on collision, let him wait. Now, let me tell you why. John chapter 12, verse 31. I want you to see this. Okay, read verse 31 with me. One, two, go. Now shall the prince of this world be what? Now is the judgment of this world. This is one on his way to the cross. This is what Jesus said. When the time came for him to die, he now said, now the time for Satan's judgment has come. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Then he goes to the next verse, verse 32, and he said, if I be lifted up, that is, if I go to the cross and die, what will happen? I will draw all men unto me. Listen, my friend, there is no power anymore to hold you back if you want to come to God. If you want to be healed, there is no power that can stop you. If you want to be free from that demonic oppression, there is no power that can stop you. He said, Mami, what? Mr. This, pray for me, Mr. This. It's not about prayer. It's about knowing. You shall know the truth and what? And the truth shall make you free. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. If I be lifted up, after I go to the cross and come down, there is no power enough in hell to hold anybody who wants to be free. You know, this thing, I can spend some time on it. But if you want to go one more step, there is a gentleman I didn't call. One of you come, go. It's good for them. It's good. There's a gentleman I didn't call. Okay, stand there. Just stand near the pillar. If you want to go one more step further, the father now told the son, he said, don't just remove Satan from government and leave the seat empty. Remember that the government, he took Adam's power. He removed Adam from government and took dominion over this earth. That's why he's called the prince of this world, the god of this world. He was the one that dethroned Adam. Saddam Hussein came into power by coup, and he killed the man that was there. And he was even a relative, an uncle or something. Oh, a very good friend. First attempt of coup, they arrested him, put him in prison. Then he broke free from prison, ran away to exile, planned another coup and succeeded. And he turned Iraq into terror. That's why the deliverance of the people had to come from outside. So that's why God sent a force, a super force from heaven. And then he said, after removing him, the next thing you're going to do, take the same people he used to oppress, the same people he used to afflict, the same people he used to slap, put them in government. That is the next mandate that the father gave to the son. That is what Hebrews chapter 2 verse 10 was talking about. To bring many sons to glory. So I've not just come to Anambra to come and pray so that you will be healed. To come and pray. I've come to arm you. Because there's something I've noticed. Preachers can come, use the anointing on their life, help you from certain things. But since you don't know who you are, when they finish, they go. And then another day, Satan continues from where he stopped. You are now the one in government. The territorial spirits in Onitsha are the believers in that place. The territorial spirits in any environment are now the believers. The Bible said that God has placed his church, raised his church for one reason, to teach principalities and powers his manifold wisdom. You know, some people said Idahosa was a principality. The city of blood, Benin. He challenged all the powers of the devil. It's because he has this revelation that I'm talking about. And one day, the West African Council of Witches decided to hold a meeting in Benin. And they went on TV and advertised. And IBB was the president. And Idahosa had it. He went on NTA and told them the meeting is canceled. And the whole nation heard it. And IBB said he was watching from Abuja. And then the next weekend, that gentleman came back on air and said Idahosa is too small. That even God Almighty cannot cancel the meeting. And started boasting about the power of witches. Every country they've gone to. And how many people will die after they hold their meeting? You know, when they hold that meeting, a lot of evil will happen. Because they have to take a lot of blood. So, the NTA called at Papa and said, did you hear what the man said? That even God Almighty will not cancel it. So, he came back. They invited him back. And they invited the other man. Two of them. And the whole nation was watching. And they asked the man, they said, last week you said that even God Almighty cannot stop this meeting. He said yes. And started quoting 6 and 7 book of Moses, all kinds of books, how powerful witches are. So they turned to Idahosa. They said, did you hear what he said? What is your response? He said, God will not bother to stop witches because he knows that I'm here. How can God and witches be fighting? That's where we want to take you. That's what it means to bring many sons to glory. What does it mean to bring sons to glory? To restore them back to the power that Adam used to have. To put man back in government. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You should not be the one begging in this city. The wealth of Anambra State and the wealth of Nigeria belongs to God's children. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Somebody cannot lock up your shop. I went to where they are selling cars in Lagos. Is it Beja or what? What do they call it? It's because they called on me, some Christians there. They said the wizard locked up some people for the past 2 years. There was one man that was telling me, And he called the name of the person that locked him up. He said, for the past 2 years, he has not sold anything. He said, and they were selling. I said, that is an insult on redemption. It's your eyes that need opening. The first injunction we put was all the Ogboni and Oko people will not sell for many months. Yes, yes, yes. And everyone whose goods and things have been locked is now unlocked. We don't beg, we rule by decrees. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We rule by decrees. If you know who you are, my friend, if you know who you are, if you know who you are, if you know who you are, Satan will stop messing around with your life. Can I hear you say amen? Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents, to tread upon scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Can I hear you say amen? Can I hear you say amen? Can I hear you say amen? God just announced to me, there is a young man that has been carrying poison in his stomach. You have been useless for the past 2 years. Business-wise, this thing has useless your life. Right now, the power of God just hit you. That thing has been neutralized in your body. Get up from that place and just give God worship. You are free. You are free. You are free. Lift up your hands, everyone. Everyone that is under any form of oppression, any form of attack, from any quarter, by the decree of the watchers, the heavenly watchers, by the decree of the heavenly watchers, we declare you free tonight. I say we declare you free tonight. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that was given poison, the Holy Spirit told me when I walked in here, he said there are about 13. That poison neutralizes in your body right now. Lift up your hands. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, every chain and every yoke is broken this night. I command the enemy to lose his hand for your lives. Satan, lose your hand from God's property. I break your yokes over these ones' lives. Take your hand off God's properties. Lift your hand. Say, Lord, I belong to you. My life is yours. I surrender to you completely. Jesus is my Lord. I'm your property. Satan has no right to touch me. I bring my life under the covering of the blood of Jesus. Tonight, by the authority you have invested in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, I command Satan to take his hand off God's property. Satan, take your hand off my life. Take your hand off my family. Take your hand off my finances. Take your hand off my body. Command him to go. Receive that anointing in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In Jesus' name. I'm going to pray one more prayer. But just before I do that, if you know you need to give your life to Christ, lift up your hands. All the way to Calvary he went for. Jesus went for me. Jesus went for me. All the way to Calvary he went for me. He died to set me free. All the way to Calvary he went for me. Jesus went for me. My Savior went for me. All the way to Calvary he went for me. He died to set me free. Everyone lift up your hand. Just lift up your hand. Say, Jesus, you are my Lord and you are my Savior. I to you today with repentance. I confess all my sins. Wash me with your blood. Cleanse me from every unrighteousness. I ask you right now, come into my heart. Give me the power to become a child of God. Restore me back to glory. Restore me back to governance, to government. I want to be the way I was created to be. I renounce every agreement with Satan. Jesus is now my Lord, and he is now my Savior. And I will serve him all the days of my life. Amen. 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 Now, this qualifies you to do some of the things I'm going to say now. I'm only going to give you one assignment. This night, when you get to your house, open your mouth and declare that everything in this house, your family, your properties are under the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ. That Satan cannot touch anything anymore. Ban him from touching lives. If you come from a family where he's taking lives, lift your hands and declare covering and protection over every member of your family. That Satan cannot take any more person again. You are not begging, oh. You are commanding. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. They give it to you for protection. Yes. There is no power in it. You are set free in the name of Jesus. Take the ring and destroy. All the things are left you. And from today, the power of God comes upon you for covering. Lift up your hands. We release protection upon every family, upon every life, upon every business. Satan, you are banned from touching these lives from today. Lift up your hands and declare the covering of God on everything that pertains to you. Cambrado Sokara. Siamboro.
you been impacted by this message? Please share your experience with Pastor David Ogbeli. Email address dominionimagemedia@yahoo.com or call 01792-6879, 0803-435-7959, 0803-590-9900.